Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
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 No better place to be than where God is. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, God is with us everywhere we go, but in the corporate anointing, it's so much stronger, and we can hear so much better. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So be ready to hear what the Lord has for you this morning, because He has a word for each and every one today.
Amen.
Because you're His children, and He loves you, and He wants the best for you today. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we just want to welcome each and every one of you here today. And we would like to ask, if this is your first time at Oasis, if you'll just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card today. Praise Amen. God. And we thank you for coming.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise
We're honored by having you here today.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Pastor.
All righty. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, and point at your neighbor. Do not poke your neighbor or prod your neighbor in any way. The church is released from all liability of any hurting of your neighbor during this. Okay, now let's say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that Your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank You for answers coming in Your presence. Holy Spirit, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Help me to leave off anything I need to leave off. Help me to flow with You, Holy Spirit, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. And Father, I thank You we are teaching and preaching Your word, and You said signs and wonders follow Your word. And so we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I had a plan, if you will. I had something that I thought. I studied something all week long. And that's happened to me more than once, but I was sure. I said, well, I've got the teaching this week. I'm ahead of the game. And then yesterday, as I, you know, I always take Saturday and just we just do that, pray it through and everything, and this just ain't it. And then I'm like, oh, God. I know you may not have experienced that, but it's not a good feeling. And it wasn't flowing. Anyway, I've got the message for the Lord for us today. And I ask you, if you will, to go in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40. Amen. Isaiah 40, and starting verse number 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Everybody say, He increaseth strength.
He increaseth strength.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Now I want to read it also in the easy to read version. Surely you know the truth. Surely you have heard. The Lord is the God who lives forever. He created all the faraway places on earth. He does not get tired and weary. He cannot learn all. You cannot learn all He knows. He helps tired people be strong. Shout. He helps tired people be strong. Glory to God. He gives power to those without it. Young men get tired and need to rest. Even young boys stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will become strong again. They will be like eagles that grow new feathers. They will run and not get weak. They will walk and not get tired. Glory to God. I remember over 30 years ago, my pastor that I was serving, he asked me to preach on a Sunday. And it was the first time I'd ever preached. And I'm like, I'd given like a 5-second little thing one time. He'd asked me to speak one time, and I preached everything I knew in that 5-minute time. Everything I'd ever heard, everything I'd ever read, everything I'd ever studied. And I preached, and I couldn't believe he was asking me to preach on a Sunday morning. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to do it. I told him yes, but in my heart I was going, Lord, I don't want to do it. No, please don't make me do that. Now, the Lord will get you, like in these, this is the sermon that I preached, was Isaiah 40. And the thing about it is he was teaching me about not relying on my own strength. He's teaching me that while I'm going to teach it to others. And I remember I got off at 6:30 after an 8-hour shift on a Friday night. It was Saturday morning. I got off at 6:30. I had to be back at work at 1 o'clock. So I worked from 1 to 9:30. And then by the time I got home, it's 10 or 10:30. And then I'm preaching the next morning at 11 o'clock. Now, I'd studied what I could during the week, but you know, if you don't know what it is, you don't know what it is, and you're doing the best you know how to do. And God does you that way sometimes because you'll rely on what you think you know or what you think you should be saying, and He'll just snatch that out from under you and say, nope, you're going to rely totally on me. You're going to give them exactly what I want you to give them and not your own thoughts or your own words, not what you think they need. And He taught me that being tired, being very weary when I was delivering that message. You understand? I was sleepy. I was tired. I was weary, but He's showing me I can't rely on my own strength. I have to override that and get over in the Spirit and let God quicken my body. Sometimes we feel like we have no strength. You ever been there? Sometimes we feel like we can't put one foot in front of the other. Life piles on sometimes and we get weary. You might be at the end of your strength today. But God will give you spiritual strength. He will give you physical strength. He will give you emotional strength. It's not by your strength, it's by His strength. God can quicken your body. How many of y'all have ever had your body quickened? I've had my body quickened many times. And all of a sudden you're tired or you're in pain, and God will quicken your body. And I mean, you are no longer tired, you're no longer in pain, you can do whatever you need to do. Whatever's supposed to be taken care of will be taken care of, and it's the supernatural empowerment that enables us to do it. Our strength comes from God. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm strong, because I follow this diet ritual. I follow it to the T. I eat just right, and I do everything I should do. I only drink just exactly what I should drink and only eat just exactly what I should eat. And I tell you, that's the reason I'm strong. It's good to do that. Don't misunderstand me. We all should do that. But let me tell you, don't give the glory to what you eat or what you do. That's doing it in your own strength when you say, it's because of me. It's because of what I put in my mouth. It's because of what I eat, what I drink. Oh, it's all me. It's because I go to the gym and I work out. Woo! It's this solid, hard workout. That's the reason I'm so strong. We all should work out. That's a good thing. But I'm telling you, it's not your workouts. It's supernatural strength that comes on you and in you. It's not about you, your physical strength. That's a good thing. I'm not knocking it. But I'm telling you, it goes way past that. And it can't point to us. And we can't give the glory of God to that thing that we do. Because we're just pointing back at ourselves and say, it's all me. It's all me because I'm strong. That's a lie. It's a lie of the enemy. I want to read you something by Kenneth Hagin. He's went on to be with the Lord now. And I think you're going to get more out of it by me reading it. I could tell it to you, but I'm going to read it to you. It says, you hope for physical strength to do the work you must do. Faith says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. Faith will say about itself everything that the Word says. For faith in God is simply faith in His Word. He said, I learned an important lesson fairly shortly after I was raised up from the bed of affliction many years ago. He was on his deathbed for 16 months, and God touched him and raised him up. He said, I needed work, and since this was during the Depression, work was not easy to find. I was able to get a job in a nursery helping to pull peach trees up. With another boy on the other side of the tree, together we would pull up these two-year-old peach trees to fill orders that had come in. This was really hard work. It was in the heat of the summer. And especially since he'd been bedfast for 16 months, at this time, even though he'd been healed, there's a recovery process for your body. People don't realize that. You could get healed in a meeting of some whatever disease, but there's still a recovery process to get your body. You might have been in that disease or afflicted by that thing for 2 years or year and a half or whatever, and it's depleted things out of your body, and you still need strength. And that's what he was saying, the place that his body was in. He said, every day, the number of workers would be less and less. And each day, somebody would say to me, well, I didn't think you'd make it today. You know, two or three quit yesterday. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. That's what he said. I would answer, for you see, his strength is my strength. The Bible says the Lord is the strength of my life. My life consists of the physical as well as the spiritual, and the Lord is the strength of my life. If I'd gone according to my feelings, everybody say feelings, I wouldn't have got out of bed. Look around you this morning. There's some people that went by their feelings and didn't get out of bed. Now, I'm not condemning them, but we've all been there. But that happens, right? If I'd gone according to my feelings, I wouldn't have got out of bed. I acted upon the word, and because I knew what faith was, I never received any strength until I started to work. He said sometimes he'd pull the first peach tree, no strength. The empowerment's not there. Him and the other guy would pull the second peach tree, and then all of a sudden the strength would kick in. It was a supernatural empowerment, faith without work. See, he's acting as if he's feeling fine enough to do it. And as he's doing that, as he's acting that way by faith, and what happens? That strength comes in his body. He said many people want to receive, then believe they got it. They want to feel it before they believe they got it. It doesn't work that way. You have to believe first, then you'll receive. So I would pull myself out of bed each morning and go to work, gaining strength as I went along, trusting in God's Word. Although I was the weakest and the skinniest one among the group of men, I was the last one to stay on the job. Now John 15 and 5 says, you can do nothing without me. Zechariah 4 and 6 says, not by might nor by power or strength, natural strength, but by my Spirit. The only success we have in this life is accomplished by the Spirit, not by our strength. See, we do. We lean on our own strength and we think it comes from us. We're strong. We're just strong. You know, my whole family's strong. We've always been strong. It's strong. We're just strong because we work hard. Well, give the glory to God. Amen. Say you're strong because of God. Amen. You've got children to raise. How many of y'all got children to raise in here? Some of y'all are raising grandchildren, okay. You have a job to do. You have to go to school or back to school while working. You have to try to solve problems. But sometimes we try to do it in our own strength. And we must learn to totally depend on God. Maybe you've been in a car wreck, or you've experienced limited mobility from some accident or something, and there's been an attack against your health, and you are challenged to do common tasks. While you're believing and standing for your restoration and recovery, let this be an opportunity to do everything in His strength. See, when you don't have the physical strength to go get your mail, you know what you have to do? God, I believe I'm going to go get the mail, and I believe you're going to go help me. You say, well, I will never be in a place like that. How do you know? Because the devil will attack anybody. Now, don't think you know just because you're a Christian, you won't be attacked. Now, we have victory over those attacks, and we're learning how to do that, how to take that victory. But I'm telling you, he attacks everybody. He doesn't play fair. But depend on the Lord for your strength. So I depend on you, Lord, and I ask for your help. Y'all ever ask the Lord for help? To help you do something that you don't think you can do? Well, you may physically need help to do something, and you say, I can't do this, Lord, please. And instead of just staying on that one spot, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, say, Lord, I need your help to do this, or I can't do it in myself, but I can do it in you. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's Ephesians 6 and 10. So we don't want to trust in our own strength. Sometimes that gets in an area of pride. We're trusting so much in our own physical strength that we're not even leaning on or depending on His strength at all. We take His strength for granted. You and I can't do anything without Him. Let's really break that down. You can't stand up without Him. You can't walk without Him. We can't do anything without His help. We can't make it happen. We don't have the strength that we think we have in us. We can't tie our shoes without God. We can't move a muscle without God. I lean on your word. Depend on the Lord for the strength to do the task that you need to do. You know, there's a lot of people that really believe. I see worldly people and they think, I don't need God. And I'm like, man, you just are toast. You're stupid. I mean, you are so ignorant because you're going to get to the place that you're the end of your own strength because you just don't see it yet. But that place is coming and you're going to know it's either you're going to depend on God or you ain't going to get it done. Why do we come to church? We say, Pastor, you're supposed to come because you're the pastor. Well, you know what? Before I was a pastor, I was a dedicated church member. I was very faithful. And I'm not trying to puff myself up. What I'm saying is, I needed and I still need the spiritual strength that I received, the impartations that I got in the services from hearing the Word of God. It caused me to grow. It caused supernatural strength and energy to go in my body. I could receive something today, and I might not need that thing that I got today for 3 months down the road, but I need it. That's the reason it's being deposited in you. You need everything that's brought out, but we need to get it, that deposit on the inside of us. We can't afford to miss those deposits. You miss enough deposits in your natural account, you won't overdraft that account. And we can do the same thing in the spiritual account. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now let me give you that in the Amplified. I can do all things which He has called me to do. Hang on. Sometimes we're doing things He ain't called us to do. Well, I got the soccer game, I got the little league game, I got the ladies, I got this, and I got that, and I got the other thing. Well, some of those things ain't what you're called to do. I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Philippians 4:13, easy to read, says, Christ is the one who gives me the strength I need to do whatever I must do. God will give us the strength that we need for whatever season of life we're at. Maybe to be a caregiver, raise children, raise grandchildren, go to college, whatever it is. And we take that strength that God gives us by faith. Now my mouth, I don't know about y'all's mouth, but I have to work on my mouth. Because my mouth is... I need to just slap my mouth sometimes. Because my mouth wants to say, woo! It wants to talk about how tired it is, how much pain it's in, how weak it is. And God's saying, let the weak say I'm strong. And my mouth's saying, I can't say that. I am strong. I'm strong. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Shut up. I'm strong. I still ain't feeling it. I'm strong. Let the weak say I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm being infused with power. Every time I say it, I'm being infused with the power of the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You take strength by faith, by saying what the Word says, not what you feel like. We all need that. There's an anointing today because this Word is about strength. There's an impartation of supernatural strength, an extra impartation. There's always an impartation of whatever we need, but there's an extra impartation of strength today. And we can all take it by faith today. There's a scripture that says in Deuteronomy 33 and 25, your strength will equal your days. Your strength will match the length of your days. That's Living Bible. Easy to read says you'll be strong all your life. In other words, whatever you're supposed to do today, God's already imparted the strength for you to do whatever you're supposed to do today. I mean, you got the strength for it. It may not feel like it, but I'm telling you, the strength's there. We just got to tap into it. He gives us that strength by reading it, by saying it, by praying it, confessing it. That Word strengthens us. God is our refuge and strength. Now, it affects us when we talk about how tired we are, how weak we are. This scripture in Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge. Now, I had a dream one time that says refuge and strength. I had a dream one time that I was being chased in this building by 5 Doberman Pinschers. And they were not happy. I'm talking about they were mad. And I'm running up this staircase room to room, whatever, height to get to the top of the building. And they're right behind me, all 5 of them. And they're just trying to get me in this dream. I got on the top floor, the very top floor, and there's nothing there. And there's a building across the way, but it's too far for me to get to. Well, the Dobermans come out, and they're behind me. And I know I can't make it. But I jump it anyway. In the dream, you can do anything. So, I was Jason Bourne in the dream, you understand? I could do it. Don't y'all see the resemblance? Come on now. Y'all know it's true. Come on. But I jumped it, and I made it. I'm on top of this other building. The Dobermans are out there. And the second I'm on top of the building, around the building that I'm in is this very tall fence. Not only can they not bridge the gap, they can't get there because of the fence that's going to knock them down, no matter if they tried. I'm telling you, God was showing me, I'm your refuge no matter what you go through in this life. I'm your refuge and I'll take care of you and I'll give you the strength to face whatever it is that's coming against you. I'll give you the strength to make it through it. It is a supernatural thing. There are situations we all face and we think there's no way. Or we say there's no way. I can't. But God says, I am. I am your strength. I am your refuge. I will be your way maker. I will make a way for you when there seems to be no way. He gives us strength for the battle. He helps us when we're overwhelmed. His strength springs up on the inside of us. Daily, He renews our strength. You wake up tomorrow, you might have went to bed the night before and you are everything and its brother was coming against you. And you are just so overwhelmed, you just don't think you can make it another step. You wake up the next morning, you have a fresh impartation of the strength of God. And you're like, I can do this, I can make this. And it's because of His strength, not your strength. It's because of what He put in you. And it's springing up. When my dad passed away, this is 30-something years ago, I told y'all when my mom passed away 10 years ago, I knew I lost a prayer cover. I mean, because she was praying for me all the time, me and Pastor Sharon in the church. And when my dad passed away 30-something years ago, it was like I lost all my strength. I had no idea how much strength I was drawing from him. Sometimes we don't know how much strength we draw from each other. we draw, everybody in this room, we're a church family, and you are drawing strength from other people that are around you, your natural family, of course, but you're drawing strength from each other. I'm telling you, there's impartations of strength that God, because God's in you, and God's in me, and we draw that strength from each other, and we just pass it on, and we get strong. We're stronger together than we ever will be apart when we're missing each other. We all go through things, but God will give us the strength to go all the way through it. In 2 Corinthians 12, it says, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." So you feel weak? That's a wonderful opportunity to ask for God's strength, because He'll give it to you. I want Patty to come, and I want her to play, and I want Pastor Sharon to come. Joel 3 and 10, I want to read some scriptures as Patty and Pastor Sharon are coming. This is Joel 3 and 10. "Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, 'I am strong.'" Now, I'm just giving you scriptures right now about strength, just to put strength in you. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3, "But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." In 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, "Look to the Lord in His strength. Seek His face always." In Psalms 18, 1 and 2, it says, "I love You, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Psalms 59, 16, "But I will sing of Your strength in the morning. I will sing of Your love, for You are my fortress, my God in times of trouble." Habakkuk 3 and 19, "The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." Ephesians 6:10 again, "Finally be strong in the Lord and His mighty power." Psalms 27 and 1 again, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I'm stopping with this one. Turn over to Pastor Sharon and Patty. Isaiah 41 and 10, "So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand." Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God.
Amen. That was an awesome, awesome word this morning. Amen. And that's something that we all have to do. We all have to lean on the Lord's strength. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes when we know when we get down and feel heavy on our hearts, that we're not leaning on the Lord. We're not depending on His strength. We're busy trying to do it all ourselves. And we're leaning on our own strength. And sometimes we just don't have the strength. So we've got to depend on God's strength to help us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Just bow your heads and worship for just a minute. Patty's going to play and sing. And let's just make a decree in our hearts that we're going to lean on the Lord for our strength. It's not by might nor by power. Amen. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's by God that we can do anything. It's by God that we can make each and every day, that we can do our job, that we can raise our children, that we can, whatever part of life, time, period of life that you're in right now, we just have to depend on God, amen,
amen,
and His strength.
Lord, You're wonderful, and You're faithful, so faithful and true. You're wonderful. Thank you. ocean's waves, oh, and Lord, you sing with the wind. You are Alpha and Omega. I know you're the first and the last. You are the beginning, Jesus.
So good to give us a refreshing because we need it so much.
Yes.
He's so good to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the beginning and the end, the first, the last. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega. And He's everything in between. Praise the Lord. Before we close out this morning, we have a testimony, and I'm going to ask Desiree if she'll come up and share her testimony of what God has done for her. God is good. Let's give her a hand clap as she comes up. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.